MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. General Shogun Naidu, he's head of stakeholder engagement at Pay Inc. Pay Inc, of course, used to be Bank Serve Africa. Shogun, appreciate the time. The Pay Inc economic index tracking sort of monthly value of electronic transactions cleared through Pay Inc. We've just had the latest survey. Index down 2.1% in May. It's lowest since November, although it is up year on year. I'm not sure which number to be paying attention to, although I do suspect the one is probably that it's at the lowest point since November, and it's tough being a consumer, and this index is telling us that.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for having us on your show and allowing us an opportunity to speak about the latest reading of the Pay Inc Economics Index. As you've correctly surmised, those are two very salient highlights or two very salient points, i.e. the reduction in the Pay Inc Economic Index, the 2.1% on a month-on-month basis, which is, as you said, the lowest since November 2025.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's 4% higher than a year ago, right? So what that tells us is that more and more people are moving to electronic payments and using electronic payments as part of their daily payments arsenal. But the circumstances in which we're living are obviously having a trickle-down effect on the payment activity that we've actually seen in this last few months.
You made the point there as well around real time. And I want to jump ahead to a question. Please. EFT and debit check volumes contracted, but PayShap, which I love, and real time clearing grew. Is this consumers under pressure? Or is this perhaps a more structural change to those real time payments, which are, I mean, they're just a thing of beauty?
Thank you. And thank you for appreciating that. And that's really what we're trying to do as the national payments utility, to be able to drive more and more people to be using digital payments and more real-time payments as part of driving digital financial inclusion. So I think you've captured it there, that more people are using instant payments and PayShap is becoming more ubiquitous. And that's really part of the objective and the vision for the Saab when we introduced PayShap. But as you've captured, because of the pressures that we're experiencing, more and more a result of the inflationary pressures that we're experiencing, I think more people are starting to become a bit more mindful about their spending habits and about those things that they can control. And to your point, factors such as your, like in the use of the EFTs. So it would be whether it's your insurance policies or your installment, your payments and things that people can control and have a bit of latitude to thinking about, well, I don't know if I want to continue with this gym contract right now. Perhaps I'm going to actually cancel that. So you probably find that trickling through in that some of that data. But the fact that volumes are still quite, I mean, you're looking at a decline. So the numbers of that we processed, we're looking at approximately 186.3 million in April. And we'd had a marginal decline to 185.5 million in May.
Okay.
But they're still 5.2% higher than a year ago. So it demonstrates that more people are using digital payments as part of their daily makeup.
And that comes to the other point. You've got a new component, cash supplied to banks, that declined in May. And again, this is probably more about that structural shift to digital and digital payments, which is a South African story, but truthfully, a global story as well.
Absolutely correct. It is a global story. I think more and more markets, you'll find that there's a realization that cash is never going to be done away with. And so you'll find that language is moving from becoming cashless to becoming cash light or less cash. So the cash data point that you've mentioned is a new introduction or relatively new introduction into the index. But what we do is we monitor the cash supply. So Pay Inc has a system called the Integrated Cash Management System, which manages cash supply between the banks. So it really tracks the order between banks, because banks also use the cash at their disposal as a means of being able to manage their own cash usage. So Paying sits in the center and actually manages that system. And hence, we've observed that there's been a slight, noticeable reduction in the cash that's moving between banks, which ties into to some of the observations that you made.
Yeah, absolutely. As we sort of, I'm old school. I still like some cash, but I love instant payments and the PayShap. I mean, it's simple, it's easy, it's wonderful. Leave it there. Shogun Naidu, he's head of stakeholder engagement. Pay Inc. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.